Howdy, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. And we just want to say thank you so much for listening to us, to watching us over the entire year. It seems like yesterday when we started this podcast, and we just want to say from the bottom of our hearts, thank you. We are so excited to continue to bring you guys content into the new year. We have a lot of really thrilling, exciting things in store. And just thank you so much for sticking with us on this journey.
And we hope you enjoy this episode. Much love. We love you all. Thank you for watching Hoot and a Half. And now, roll the intro.
Hoot and a Half with Matt King and Mike Sheffer.
Howdy, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. It is me, your host, Matt King, with Mike Sheffer. How are you doing, Mike?
Doing great. Who do we have here today?
Are you excited about the guests we have right now?
I'm pretty excited because this is like, I think the third appearance of your fiance.
Yeah.
No longer the girlfriend.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. My sweet lady, Patricia Flack. Soon to be Patricia King.
Ooh, that's weird.
Do you think that's weird? Because didn't you say over the summer, I have this like memory where you like looked at me and you go, I'm not sure if I would actually take your last name.
That was a joke. Of course I'll take your last name.
Oh, really?
I like to bust your balls. You know that.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry. But sometimes it's probably mean, but I do it. I'm sorry that you still think about that.
But sometimes I can't tell. Like,
because I'm good at it. I'm good at it.
Oh, yeah. But you wouldn't even like, I thought you were even considering like hyphenating the last name.
I mean, I love my last name, but it's going to be, my middle name is Evans. So I'll drop Evans.
Okay.
So it'll be Patricia Flack King.
Oh. Wait, you drop your last name?
You drop your middle name.
What happened to your face here, bud? You got a little...
Am I bleeding?
What is that? On your eye? Is that blood?
Oh, I did eat a little Nashville hot chicken sandwich that was delivered.
It looks like it might have splashed onto your Nashville hot chicken cheeks over there.
Oh my gosh.
Is that
hot sauce? I thought it was just freckles. Oh, yeah, it's gone now.
Is that hot sauce?
It may have been blood. I have like... I even have some on my mouth.
Gotta get this kid a napkin subscription.
Listen, I'm under a lot of stress right now.
Why?
Not that much. I think it's the holiday season, and it's just making sure that we are getting everything
all
we can.
All your ducks in a row.
Yes, Patricia, getting all my ducks in a row. Is her angle fine?
Well, she was sitting up and leaning back, so I want to make sure she has full coverage. Matt, it's not our first rodeo. Don't worry about it.
All right, I was just making sure.
I'm sorry. I can sit like this the whole time if you want me to.
No, you don't have to. You can relax. It's a podcast.
We just got to get everything done before we leave town for the holidays.
That's really wound up. Have you noticed this
yes.
week?
Yes.
I know. I'm sorry. But you know what? That's why I like you guys, is because you're so patient with me.
All right. Why don't you just take a few deep breaths? I'll hang out with Patricia for a little bit. Why don't you just collect your thoughts?
I've done my Wim Hofs. I'm good. I'm
Did
good.
You?
I'm good. Yeah. For sure.
So you want me to be Patricia Evans Flack King? Because that's a tongue twister.
But you can still have your middle name. Like, my mom is like Cindy.
Well, don't give it all away.
I don't want to say. I don't actually.
What's your mom's maiden name? Yeah.
But like, my mom.
My mom dropped her middle name and kept her last name.
Really?
Most
I didn't know that's
that.
How it is. I thought people just include their last name on like their Facebook page so their high school friends can find them.
Well, that's as of like the last 20 years. But before that, people were. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
But I would still have my last name though.
Okay.
It would be Patricia Flack.
That's going to be like a pain in the ass too, right? We have to change your driver's license, all your banking information, birth certificate.
Or your passport, not your birth certificate.
Your birth certificate?
I don't think. Well, you're not going to change your birth. Did I say it wrong?
No.
I don't know why I said that, because definitely not your birth certificate.
That's pretty lit.
Because that's set in stone.
To change your last name, that's pretty lit.
But Matt says I shouldn't change my last name on my Instagram.
Oh, yeah. On Instagram, I think, like, Erin didn't change her last name. It's your stage name.
Yeah. Can kind of, like, yeah. And I think it'll mess with the algorithm. And you'll get lost in some, like, searches and stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Joe Volpis just changed his username for some
Joe?
Silly...
Because I think he had an... I actually did have an opportunity to change my Instagram handle to just Matt King.
At this point, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
If you can get it early on, the name that you want, I would say get it. But once you have, like, a million followers, don't change... There's so many tags and photos and captions and... It's not worth it. But
yeah.
King is a good last name. I would be excited to
it
have
it. It is a good last name.
King is a great last name, but like when you name like kids and stuff,
there are a lot of names you can't use.
There's a lot of names you can't use because King starts making it sound like really kitschy sounding.
Like Jack King?
That's my uncle.
Jacking?
Oh, I've never thought about that. Like jacking off?
Or like jackhammers, I mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Like Mark King is marking.
Oh, yeah, marking.
That's my other uncle's
name. I know,
name.
That's what I just said.
I have a Jack King and a Mark King.
Yeah, you don't want to end it on a K because then it's the sound.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I guess. But like, no, it is a pretty great last name. But Patricia, though, is coming home for the holidays.
First time with the family?
Yeah.
First time with the Kings for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And I'm so excited to meet his family.
Yeah.
Are you guys doing?
Because I've been to Texas a lot, but it's like the times that we've been to Dallas, like we get to see his parents.
Yeah.
But then it's like we have a wedding, or we're going to Oklahoma, yes. or we're gonna like it's just always something.
There's
else.
An event.
Now right. And nice... so we never had time to like meet.
I never had Christmas. I probably had Christmas at my house in Texas, like as a child, like. Two or three times.
We would have Christmas at the kosher Chinese place in the movie theater.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
That's,
that sounds like a dream, actually.
Oh, wait. I have a question about a Hanukkah question.
Sure.
So you got like, you know, eight crazy nights. do you switch it up every night? Like, oh, we're going to go light the menorah at so-and-so's house one night and do a little thing there, and then we're going to light it? Or do you commit to lighting the candle at your house and then you go to other people's houses?
That's like, a great question. I don't think...
Is there a rule? Like, you've got to do it in your own home every single night, or as long as you're just being around a menorah doing it anywhere, you're
fine. I think every Jewish family is supposed to have one in their home, but there's definitely, like, families that will go to their... I mean, you have eight nights.
You go to, like, your aunt's house and light
the menorah. That's how it should be. It's not, but that's how... We should be celebrating Hanukkah like it's eight... Big nights
eight
of like
nonstop party nights. Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah.
And like eight
pop
dinners.
Out the so, manischewitz. Let's get it going.
What are you going to at the Grove Monday?
Yeah, on Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Josh Peck will be lighting the menorah.
What?
Yeah, the rabbi that is running it, he asked, because he knows that I know Josh, and he was like, it'd be great if we could have Josh do it. So I asked Josh, and he's going to be lighting the menorah in the Grove with like 1,000 people. But yeah, so that'll be fun. I'm going to go to the Grove, do a big menorah. It'll be fun.
It will be fun.
Yeah.
The Grove does a really good job with holidays, I think.
I've only been to the Grove like once or twice. I haven't spent a lot of time there.
The whole time you've been in LA?
Yeah.
What?
I think I went like, before I moved here, I went met with like Jason and got lunch there, and then... I think I've been there like one time since.
Crazy.
Yeah. How's the wedding planning going? Who's the bridezilla? What are the obstacles we're facing? Patricia, give me the whole spill.
Well, you know we have basically everything planned.
Really?
We have the date,
the venue, the church, the photographer, the hair and makeup artist. I got my dress designed.
Is someone helping you with all of this, or are you just...
We have a wedding planner.
Okay. How did you find the wedding planner?
So she actually, her daughter was at high school with me, and then her son was, she and my mom like kind of helped do something with the golf team, just like hometown friends. And she kind of got back into wedding, or she got into wedding planning after she'd been retired for like 10 years, I guess. Mm-hmm. But she also did my sister-in-law's wedding. She's great. She's still on top of things.
She's a smooth wedding planner. Like,
she gets
shit
done.
She almost like blends in like she's part of like the wedding.
The family?
Part of like the wedding party. Like, sometimes I've gone to some weddings and they have a wedding planner. Everyone's all dressed like to the nines. Uh-oh. And then the wedding planner's there wearing like a t-shirt that says like, I plan weddings, and is running around in like a frenzy. Like,
with like an earpiece and a clipboard and like sweating and where's the camera?
Yeah.
Like, Megan does everything flawlessly, I think.
Absolutely.
Like, she is. What I love about her is like, there's some wedding planners in Birmingham that literally like, I don't even want to say how much they are to even hire them, but it's like insane.
Right.
And they do every little detail of it. And for us, like, I think Matt and I have good taste, and we don't need somebody to literally do all of the design.
Yeah.
And is that good?
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
We don't need anybody to do all the design. We don't need anybody to do all of like the prettiness of it. We just need somebody to be able to like say, okay, we have this booked. You need to send the contract in here. We have this booked. Send the contract in here.
And are you guys, like, because here's just from my perspective, I have been friends with people who have planned weddings. Jared, my business partner, he planned a wedding in Italy that we went to.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to be in 2020. So I like was hearing and talking with him about planning in Italy abroad. Then everything shuts down, so you have to push everything, and he's dealing with like Italian people and vendors. And
I cannot imagine.
He had to go to Italy. Awful. He flew to Italy like three times to have to like talk to vendors because they were just holding money and like changing the venue date and the catering. It's like, it was a full-time job planning that wedding. And for you guys, I have not heard a peep about your wedding planning, which to me sounds like I'm just so shocked.
I think for us too, it's so nice because we are in California and everything's going to be happening in Alabama. And so I think we got everything planned. Anytime we go home, we do
a few
things.
And your parents are there too.
Yes.
Which helps.
And it's like kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
In a sense, we got really lucky that all the venue that we wanted was available. The church was available. The photographer we wanted was available. The hair and makeup that I wanted was available.
And she's just saying like, okay, we got it. You're like, cool.
Yes. And it's a true, you know, it's basically the wedding will happen like a true year from like the moment we got engaged.
Yeah.
But it is interesting, like when you get engaged, some people will tell you like, get engaged or like get married in like 6 months. Do not wait a full year.
Right. Because
they say like waiting a full year.
You
of
just
planning,
get antsy.
You get antsy. It gets squirrely. The plans keep getting like, well, you know what? We're just going to do this. Actually, now I've been thinking about it more.
Right.
We should do this. And I've just heard it's like, it can make you go a little nuts. So,
but I think for us, since we got engaged in October, we've had Thanksgiving, Christmas, and the New Year. So that kind of already cuts off 2 months, almost 2.5 months.
Blows by.
It's like, okay, there is, I mean, we haven't picked out the cake people. We haven't, you know, picked out like the flowers that we want. We have our florists, but we don't know what flowers. But I think those little things we'll do in the 6 month mark. Does that make sense?
We have basically our biggest task. I feel like we need to really start firming up our list.
Yeah.
We have
the 900 person guest list.
It's pretty big. Not 900.
It's just hard because we're both from different places. We went to different colleges. He has more friends in LA. We have different friends in LA. We have mutual friends in LA.
It's like, yeah, we both have friends, my friends, our friends.
Do you need help building an Excel spreadsheet?
And then our parents' friends. My dad actually, because we had to ask our parents to send in who they want to come.
Right.
My dad is like an Excel wizard.
Oh, his was like better than what our wedding planner sent us to use.
Oh yeah, it's pretty exceptional.
He sent a party full link to text people. It
has all like the functions in it, like in it already like will tell you like the probability of a person coming or not. Like
he's got probability built into the guest list.
Yes, he does. He said no, he did though. It was like okay. We think we're going to invite this many, and we think this many are going
to
be coming.
And that's weird. You have to take that into the people who you have to invite out of courtesy.
Well, there's second round invites, too, where you do the first round of invites early.
Because we have so many people traveling to Alabama, like she did say, like, on a normal wedding, 85% of people come. But I think with us even traveling, it'll probably be 70%.
But what I'm saying is
second round invites of like, you know, the guest
list. They're not going to know that they were second round. Just never, don't announce, hey guys, invites just went out. And then they're like, huh, I got mine 2 months after they said that. I must be a second rounder.
Yeah.
You just keep it locked up.
What?
I'm just thinking. there's moments where I'm like, yeah, so excited. Then I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to get
Here's what I would
crazy.
Say. In my experience, I've been to a lot of weddings. I think everybody that stresses out about a wedding is wasting their time and energy. How many weddings have you been to where you notice like, wow, this is really different than any? They're all the same.
Exactly.
They're all the fucking same.
It's the difference between how the bride is and
But like people fight over the invitation and the flowers and like have meltdowns.
We've been really good about.
Like, I know.
I'm only interested in like flow of weddings. That's the only thing I get like really antsy about is making sure that like when someone is like attending your wedding, you know, they have the ceremony and then how they're getting to the reception. I just don't like leaving people like waiting or being like, well,
what's going on?
Like things we're going to have to do for our wedding weekend is there are not a lot of Uber or Lyfts in Birmingham. We'll have to get Uber and Lyfts to drive in for the weekend.
Or like buses.
We'll have to have buses, but like just thinking about the airport, like we'll probably have like a shuttle for people to get on.
Oh, there's not even like Ubers for the airport.
There are, but it's a while.
It's not just like dense as LA.
Like there have been times that I've been out in Birmingham and I'm leaving at 11 o'clock. I don't get home until midnight and it's a 5 minute drive to my house.
Whoa.
Like, and I should have just driven.
Interesting.
Like that kind of thing.
Have you guys been given creative things yet from the wedding planner of like picking a save the date template or
what do you mean? To our wedding? Like the thing is, thankfully to social media, you see all these cool weddings that are happening all across the nation.
We'll do that and
Yes, you'll find some person who's like a couple who just had a gorgeous wedding and they'll show their invites and everything. Honestly, just screenshot it all and just be like, just get something close to this.
Right.
I'm not saying legit, but
it's crazy. Like invitations are expensive. And I think for us, it's like, we'd rather just do like good, pretty ones, but we're not putting all of our money in invitations.
Oh, I'm only going to send like physical invitations to, I know people who actually would like treasure the physical invitation.
Right.
Like, oh, I don't need to send like physical invitation. He just needs it to see it like in an email and be like, yes.
No, we're sending physical invitations to everyone.
Are we really?
Yes, absolutely.
But I'm saying
all right.
You guys aren't fighting over like, we're not doing a sans serif font on the save the date.
Like, no, that Matt's like up to, like, honestly, I'm leaving that to Matt because he has an opinion on that.
I'm the one who
and gets, and he has a good eye for it.
I'm a snob about fonts, in all respect to everybody and what type of fonts they choose for their wedding. But I feel like now that we are in 2023, really, when we're going to be having this wedding, that whole
calligraphy that you can't even read.
The live, laugh, love font. I know,
it's unbelievable.
It's done. It is done.
Yeah, if you're doing a script font from the 1400s, I just want to be able to read the info.
You can't read it.
You know what? A script font from the 1400s actually sounds pretty interesting.
Well, if it's from the 1400s, but like, Patricia, you should just push for papyrus. Just be like, man, I just really like this font.
Lobster.
Lobster.
Cooper Black.
My friend,
Courtney Pyburn, owns a store in Birmingham called Le Weekend, and she does a really good job with like her marketing and her like, she does sends out really cute invitations, and she has a really good person that did their invitations for a party, and like that's another person who we look at as like
inspiration,
inspo for
But you're not gonna have a meltdown over the font color of the just as long as
I might.
Like our colors will be green and white.
All right, easy.
Yeah. So like, no, we we have like our color
very simple.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money. Are you wasting money on subscriptions? Because 80% of people have subscriptions that they forgot about. Maybe for you, it's an unused Amazon Prime account or a Hulu account that you never stream anymore. Well, there's a great app that we use that helps us track all of our expenses. Because of it, we no longer waste any money on subscriptions that we don't use. And you might have heard of it. It's called Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill.
Do you know how much your subscriptions really cost? Most Americans think they spend around $80 a month on subscriptions, when the actual total is closer to $200, over $200. That's right. You could be wasting hundreds of dollars each month on subscriptions you don't even know about. There's this app that I love using that takes care of that for me, and it's called Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. This app shows all of your subscriptions for you in one place and then cancels for you whatever you don't still want. Rocket Money can even find subscriptions you didn't even know you were paying for. You may even find out you've been double charged for a subscription as well. To cancel a subscription, all you have to do is press cancel, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest.
So get rid of useless subscriptions with Rocket Money now. Go to rocketmoney.com/hoot, and it could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Seriously, it's rocketmoney.com/hoot. Cancel your unnecessary subscriptions right now and go to rocketmoney.com/hoot. And now back to the episode. I guess the guest list, that's a fair thing to like think about.
It's hard because Matt, especially Matt, not in a bad way, but you have a lot of friends that you're like, I'm like, okay, you really need to sit down and look at him and be like, are we that good of friends?
Yeah.
Would they invite me to their wedding?
Well, here's the thing, babe. No, this is good to talk about.
Yeah.
Patricia's like, thinks I have these friends that aren't really like my friends, but it's also you. I don't think you've had enough time to like come to Texas or understand who these people are.
No, it's people in LA.
Who? Well,
I'm not gonna say who.
Here's my thought, because I was talking to someone about this the other day. I would say if there's someone that each of you has texted individually for more than like a logistics thing, that's probably someone that you can put on the list. But if you've only each individually of you texted someone for like a logistic thing, I feel like you could be like, you know what? They don't need to be at the wedding. Yes, maybe we see them a lot. Maybe you're friends with them. But like,
there's some people that I'm like, if we only see them when we go out, they're not going to be invited to our wedding.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like you have to invite people that are gonna, that you want to remember in like 50 years.
In 50 years,
from now,
you would still invite those same people.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Which I just like, also would love people to come to my wedding who would love to be at my wedding. I don't want to invite people to come to my wedding who are just like, eh.
Yeah.
Don't want to be there.
But the flow is interesting because that, I will say, I do notice at weddings when it's like,
just, when the cocktail hours, an hour and a half, you can't do that.
Yeah, too long.
You can't do that.
But I feel like every wedding
an
just needs
an hour and a half cocktail hour?
Yeah.
We've been to a wedding like
it's
that.
It's like 6 to 7:30. And then at like 7:45, people are like, wait, did it start at 6? Did it start? I feel like you guys, not you guys, but weddings need someone to announce. And then there's, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be moving into the main reception room in 5 minutes. Please,
we can have you do that.
You want me
to
be the reception guy?
And what's interesting for us, though, so we're going to get married.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Mike Sheffrey in here from Los Angeles. Going to be doing some comedy.
What's interesting, too, though, for us is that, like, we We're going to get married at the Greek church, but also daylight savings. So a Greek wedding.
What about daylight savings?
I don't want to do a first look. I want the first look to be when I walk down the aisle.
I don't know anything that you're talking about.
So we can't take photos before the wedding ceremony.
Hold on. Can you back this up for the Jewish audience?
Wait, I don't even think I know this.
What is first look? What is sundown? What a photo? I know.
Do you know what daylight savings is?
Yeah.
And how in October, the sun starts going down around 6 o'clock.
Is that when it changes in October?
No, it changes in November, but in October, the sun's probably down around 6:30 at the latest.
Got it.
Okay?
Yes.
So a lot of people now, instead of doing, like, traditionally, the first time the groom sees their bride is when they walk down the aisle.
Right.
But a lot of people now take a first look photo before the ceremony instead of the first look being when the girl walks down the aisle.
Why do they do that?
Logistics to be able to get...
Is the wedding outside?
No, it's in the church. But we are not going to do a first look. The first look's going to be when I walk down the aisle. So we have to make sure there's enough time after the wedding, which the wedding will probably be 40 minutes long.
You're saying after the ceremony to go outside, do photos outside while the sun is still up?
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be a race against the clock. Hurry it up.
So that's why, at first I think we're going to do the wedding at 5, but I think our wedding's going to be at 4:30 now.
Did you get that? Sorry, did you get one of my joke there?
Yeah.
But like you're telling the priest to speed it up, and he's like, we are gathered here today to... You make us the bride. And then you run outside.
And you know what's interesting, though? At a Greek church, they don't say...
You may not kiss the bride.
Mm-mm.
They don't do it for Jews either.
It's very like, and then they're like, and then everyone just kind of collapses. It's not like.
You don't stomp a glass or anything either, right?
No, but we do wear these crowns that are connected together. And we like walk around in a circle 3 times.
I'm pretty stoked about that.
Matt's going to be doing a little dance.
It's very interesting to watch because it's very traditional.
Have you been to a Greek Orthodox wedding before?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Matt and I went to one last June.
Yeah, she was if we get married. She was like, pay attention because this is how it's going to go.
And it was actually, so now our church has like 4 priests and they're very good about like getting it done. Like we were in, once she walked down the aisle, it was 30 minutes long.
Do you guys have musicians picked out or like music?
A band?
We have a band.
Which is pretty funny. Like when you're shopping for bands. Like,
they're all the same.
They're very similar, but also at the same time, very, very different. And you have to watch these like YouTube videos of them performing.
Right.
And you're visualizing it for your own entertainment.
Do they have silly names like Deep Treble?
Yes. Like I don't want to say any of their names.
Okay.
Like a blast. But yeah.
We were gonna get this band out of San Antonio. They were so incredible. We went to a wedding and they were there, but pricey.
We don't need to talk about that.
And so then we were like, okay, back to the drawing board. Yeah. So we got him.
You were like, they were the 1975. Matty Healy just has a really high budget for playing weddings.
Right.
And then, a big thing with a lot of these wedding bands is that they, like, when you look at their site, you watch a video of them perform, and then you get to see the song list of everything what they can do. And sometimes you want to be like, oh, like, and you have to kind of compromise, like, okay, well, this is just what they can play.
So they give you a list of songs. How many is it? Is it like a lot?
It's like over 50 no, they, to 100, 150.
200 songs. In the song list, did you look at it? So they actually, that was another thing when we were going through these bands. We're like, let's look at their song list because if we can like pick the songs that we want out of there, we can make it, you know, appeasing to every audience member or every wedding guest, I guess.
Right.
Appeal to the people that are coming from New York, from California, Dallas, you know, Alabama.
Doing a little geographical curation.
And also ages, like, because we're not playing Bruno Mars.
No Bruno Mars at the wedding.
Unless it's the, because you make me feel like...
What about
that song? Every other Bruno Mars song drives me insane. I'm sick of Uptown Funk. I'm sick of 24 Karat Magic in the Air.
I'm
sick of that Justin Timberlake song. I got a feeling.
Yeah. And you know what, though?
It's in my bones.
But here, did I tell you this? My mom says we have to play that because she loves that song.
All right, then fine.
That's
the only one we will do.
But...
Like, it just seems like this...
Very basic.
I guess very basic, but it's like almost like this, like... It's like a trick. The song to me is like a trick. It's a trick that gets the older people thinking like, I like this song. I like the new stuff. It's like too catchy. It's like if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Yeah. No cha-cha slide.
I was going to say everybody
actually,
clap your
I would
hands.
Actually say play the cha-cha slide and not Uptown. I'd rather do the cha-cha slide than listen to Uptown
You
Fun.
Should just have a list of like, go on Spotify, type in most played bar mitzvah songs, and then that's on your do not playlist. You'll just be like, yeah. Oh no, definitely no Cotton Eye Joe. Definitely no.
I like Cotton Eye Joe.
You're
I
not playing Cotton Eye Joe at your wedding, man.
Did I not know?
I've been married a long time ago.
Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Now we're demonetized.
You're right.
Yeah, we don't can't sing.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. We don't know what our first dance song is.
Oh. You can do a little Adam Melcher?
Well, we have considered doing Adam, but then sometimes we're like, but then Adam obviously would be invited to the wedding, but then I'm like, I don't want to have to like make him worry about performing, you know?
Yeah, that would be better if he doesn't have to.
Because then also part of like the, it is like the horns and stuff, and like you have to have kind of like a
full. So are you having a second band that does like the intro?
No, so the band is like a 15-person band.
15-person?
Like, yeah.
Hot
so
dog.
They have all of the instruments.
That'll be sick.
There's a main woman singer and a main man singer, male singer.
Okay.
Why are you looking at that?
Matt probably didn't realize there's 15 people.
No, I do know there's 15 people. There's a degree to where, like, I don't want to be, like, flexing too hard about, like...
Matt,
it's going to be the same band. So, during cocktail hour, there's going to be three of the people that are from the main band that are going to be... It's like a quartet.
That can do, like, the strings and the... Right. Yeah.
That will be playing, like, during cocktail hour. And then it'll be the whole band for the rest of the night.
I'm going to, when I get married, I'm going to curate the entire set of the entire night. I'm gonna say, okay, you're playing the Brahms like movement number one for the guests that arrive, then we're gonna go into Paganini, and then we're gonna like, I'm gonna tell them, I hope that they allow this, like, do they let you pick the set list for
if they can play it? Yeah,
if they're classically trained, they just need the sheet music and then they can play anything. But Matt, what I was gonna say is, nobody, and again, you don't overthink the wedding. No one, the only thing people want to do when they go to a wedding is
good food, good alcohol, and good music.
Yeah, I'm not overthinking the wedding.
No one else is gonna be like, they have 15 people. Interesting. And this color tablecloth? I thought Matt had taste.
No one is gonna be doing that. No, that's not what I'm not worried about that.
Or are you going to be worried about, like, who's...
But then sometimes, you know, with the band, though, you have a compromise where it's like you can't play some songs that you want to hear, they just can't play it.
Like 21 Savage or The Baby. I know those are big hits
for
you.
They're not going to play, like, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes by, like,
Paul Simon.
I think they did have some Paul Simon on their set list.
I'd like to see. It's probably You Can Call Me Al.
But there are songs about we can ask them, like, hey, can y'all learn this?
It's also not... Yeah, if these guys are professional musicians, they can probably learn a song or two.
And what I realized is I didn't know that my friend actually had this band for her wedding in Knoxville that I went to, like, 6 years ago. And they're so much fun.
Yeah.
They did 4 or 5 seconds for us.
So are you going to have an announcer? We're talking about the flow. Like, what's the ideal flow?
Usually, the lead singer of the band is kind of like the MC.
Yeah. The party starter? Are you guys going to have party starters like Cha-Cha Real Smooth? Come on, everybody. Get on the dance floor.
That's usually what Bruno Mars gets everybody moving on the dance floor.
Saturday night.
I feel like between all of your friends, like the friends that we all have, it's not going to be one of those awkward like
weddings. Oh, people will be tearing it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like when you go to a wedding and everyone's like around the edge of the dance floor with like their arms are crossed and everyone's kind of like hands in the pockets.
What are your thoughts about this stuff? Because I'm always on the fence. And once again, all respect to everybody in their weddings. And what you do is what you do. I'm not here to judge. I'm just figuring out what I like, what to do. It always happens like a little like towards maybe the last hour of the wedding. They start bringing out like, oversized foam hats or LED necklaces and like clappers and stuff, or those big like inflatable
boom.
Sometimes I'm like, get that shit out of my face. I don't want that. Suddenly you make my wedding turn into like EDC. Like,
right.
It's a little sometimes like kitschy. Like, is the wedding this boring where we need to start bringing in light up
gimmicks?
Yeah, light up toys and noisemakers.
What about a magician?
You know what? I'm not opposed to a magician during cocktail hour too. Wow, if we could bring David Blaine by all means.
Like, if he's just walking around during cocktail hour, like, hey, can I see your hand for a second?
My cousin had a magician in Mexico and I loved it.
Do you think David Blaine does weddings? Like, if I texted him, I was like, hey, my friend Matt wants to get married. He's doing a wedding in Alabama.
If he happened to be in Birmingham.
He probably charged like...
No, actually, I bet he would know. Because he's like, I'm not some party trick magician.
He wants to make money. But I feel like he would charge like $150,000 for like an hour.
Yeah. But like...
Yes, that's totally in the budget.
He's at the wedding just coughing up frogs. Like, it's just like... He's just sticking a needle in his hand. Like, grossing out my wedding.
Someone's grandma faints. Like, oh god.
It'll be interesting though, because cocktail hour will be fun because it'll be outside, and where we're having it has this beautiful view of like downtown Birmingham.
Oh, I'm so excited!
And they have like these string lights up there, so you walk in through one part of the room and it's just cocktail hour. And then what I love about a lot of some weddings we've been to is like the you can't see what the whole main ballroom is going to look like, right. And then it's like you open up the doors and everyone's like, oh wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've already had that experience. Like, you know what the...
Oh, we've already walked into it. We've kind of seen it.
When Matt walked into it, that place is a lot different when it's...
decked out for a wedding.
I know. I believe you. I trust it.
You know what's really fun? My mom and dad got married at the same church and the same reception venue.
Wow.
Wow.
Generational.
Yeah.
But I didn't choose the reception venue because that's where they had it. I chose it because my parents had good taste as well.
When was the last wedding you went to, Mike?
Probably Nate's wedding. I went in Miami to.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was at the Seaquarium.
I remember you told us about that wedding.
What's a Seaquarium?
I think it's like an aquarium.
That's
but it's like,
into the sea.
It's also like a wedding venue, and it's like a. It was insane. It was all outdoors. Stayed in a nice hotel.
Is it like under the sea? Like did all the animals like start?
It was half.
Out the, song?
The wife's family is Latin American. I think Colombian Jews. So it was like very lit, and I think at maybe 2:30 in the morning, they had a full-blown carnival festival happen where people came out in like bright neon on stilts with like juggling and like the band.
Absolutely not.
The band like changed over. It was like a salsa band, and then they just played like crazy. And I was like pretty drunk at this point, so I thought I was like having an acid trip because. You're just at a nice wedding, and then all of a sudden, there's like green people who are 7 feet tall. It was fun. It was like crazy. I think it's like traditional for them, but
yeah.
I think with your thing about like the balloons and the sunglasses, like big fuzzy sunglasses, it's also a way for people to have a keepsake from the wedding too. It's like, oh, we'll give them away. It says our wedding date on it, and this is here. I would like to know your thoughts on this,
okay?
Because it's a Colombian. This wedding was a Colombian wedding, so it's all dancing, it's like salsa music, whatever. They gave out shirts, like t-shirts, to change into as everyone got really sweaty throughout the night. And it was a t-shirt that had like a print of a tuxedo on it with the name and the date of the wedding.
Nope. Nope. No. Like, absolutely not. Just loosen up your tie, undo a few buttons.
Oh,
you're still dressed in a t-shirt
it was
with
fun.
A tuxedo on it.
See, it felt really refreshing.
That's pretty funny, but like... I don't know. For us, our wedding reception won't be going until 2:30. We'll have like an after party at a bar, probably.
At a bar.
We'll probably have to rent out a place.
Yeah.
And have like a DJ, but
do a little Spyfall, post party Spyfall.
The board game.
Yeah.
I just got married. I just had a huge wedding reception, and you want me to play Spyfall with you? No, thank you.
Okay. It was worth asking.
I'm sorry. No.
Y'all can play during the day when you're getting ready.
I'm obviously kidding. We're not playing Spyfall after your wedding.
Are you okay? I think obviously I will like formally ask you, but we've been on the same page. We've talked about this. Like you're gonna be a groomsman.
Oh, I have to check my schedule. I don't know.
But like, are
yes,
you down
of course.
To do that?
Yes,
have you ever been
course.
A groomsman?
Many times.
Okay,
I'm a
cool.
Great groomsman.
What makes a good groomsman, or what makes a good groom party?
Making sure that you are bringing energy and not taking it away, and making the groom feel like he is the most important person in the world, and that he's having a good time. And if you're having a fucking problem, it's nobody's problem but yours. Go figure it out somewhere else.
Yes, I agree.
No one wants to hear about your problems in the fucking groom party.
Yep. I was at one of my good friends' wedding. Mike, that's so great you brought that up, because I was at one of my good friends' wedding, one of my lifetime, long-time friends. And the wedding was in like T-minus less than an hour, 45 minutes or something. We're already at the venue. All the grooms are in like our little groomsmen suite. And UT was playing a game, and one of the groomsmen was obsessed with watching it, and UT loses, and then was in the worst attitude after the game.
An hour before a wedding?
Yes, and I go, can you lighten up?
It's a fucking football game.
Our friend's about to get married here,
that's
man.
That's insane.
He was like, it was trying to make it just
he
like...
He was like, bring the vibes down?
Yes!
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Get over it. But
no,
yeah, I agree.
I'm not about
contribute
that.
Contribute to the energy.
That's a good answer.
I don't want to be a best man. If you didn't ask me to be your best man, right?
No.
Okay.
He has a brother.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that seems really stressful. Like, I've seen how the best man has to be. Because you're just their, like, assistant for the day, basically. Oh, I forgot my bow tie downstairs. Can you go grab it? That's a best man job.
Yeah.
Someone needs to tell my mom we need her for the pictures. That's a best man's job. Groomsmen, we're all just having some cocktails. They're taking pictures. We're having a good time. Here's a question. Do we all need to have the same tuxedo?
Yes, you will.
Hopefully we can get some brand deals, Mike, for this wedding.
We all have to wear the same tuxedo. Are you going to make us match?
Yeah. What makes a tuxedo different, though?
Like, there's like subtle differences. A lot of it can come down to, like, does everyone have a bow tie? Does everyone have a handkerchief? Does everyone have a stripe down the left side?
Cufflinks.
Is it all the same? Yeah, and like...
Cummerbunds.
Yeah. I had to do it one time for a wedding, and there was like, I don't know, 12 groomsmen. And the place that he just picked to do the tuxedos just took forever. And by the time we got our tuxedos the day before, and it seems like such a risk to have, like, you don't have a backup. So it's a logistical thing to figure out. I would just say, if you're going to have everyone have to wear the same thing, get it done as early as possible and, like, make sure that it's done a month before the wedding.
Right. No, and I think, I mean, I would rather everyone wear the same, like,
bridesmaids usually do wear the same dress, right? I think if we do, like, the same handkerchief and, like, maybe cufflinks and a bow tie.
Because this isn't your wedding, Mike.
I'm just
Mike
just
doesn't want to spend money. Mike doesn't want to spend money on another.
Renting a tuxedo.
I don't know, because, like, if they all look basically the same.
Yeah.
But, like, our wedding will be black tie.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Audible.
You don't ride an elevator for music or pick an airline for the movies. So when it comes to audio entertainment, it makes sense to choose Audible. It's home for stories told by the biggest stars like Ethan Hawke, Kerry Washington, and Kevin Hart. And it's home to epic adventures, chilling mysteries, and can't-miss comedies. Audible is the home of storytelling, so let your imagination soar with audiobooks, podcasts, and originals.
What I love most about Audible is that it really just lets my imagination soar. Instead of scrolling through social media feeds or mindlessly flipping channels on the TV, I listen to an audiobook and my mind just gets transported to a new dimension, whether it's fiction, nonfiction, I'm learning something. Audible really lets me escape to a new world and lets my imagination really flex its muscles.
Audible is the home of storytelling with all of your audio entertainment in one app, and you can find the best of what you love or discover something new. Audible has an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers to new releases to celebrity memoirs, mysteries and thrillers, motivation, wellness, business, and more. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts. You can download or stream their included titles all you want. And now you can even listen to Hoot and a Half on Audible. How cool is that? All of your favorite content in one app. Right now, I'm currently listening to Verity by Colleen Hoover. Mike, what are you listening to?
I'm starting to listen to Harry Potter, because I've never actually read the books before. You want me to watch the movie, so I'm getting into the Harry Potter series.
You know a fun thing, what I asked for Christmas from Patricia's parents?
What?
A year subscription to Audible.
Wow.
Yeah. It's because mine was coming to an end, and I was like, hey, might as well ask for a gift.
Tell them to use code HOOT.
And I definitely will tell them to use code HOOT, H-O-O-T. So let Audible help you discover new ways to laugh, be inspired, or be entertained. New members can try it for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/hoot or text hoot to 500-500.
That's audible.com/hoot or text hoot to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. audible.com/hoot. And now back to the episode. Are you guys going to, like, brand the altar with, like, Chuck E. Cheese or something?
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese and Hamburger Heaven. Oh, we are going to have late night bites, and it's going to be Hamburger Heaven.
Oh, I'll get to try some OG hamburger. Oh, can I get the sauce, too?
Yes.
I'm out of double H sauce. Can you eat a burger?
We have some sauce here if you want to take some.
Oh, do you?
Uh-huh.
Is there a vegetarian option that I can have of the... Do you guys do a
there is
Beyond
a Burger?
Burger?
Isn't there? There's not one at Hamburger Heaven?
It's Alabama, brother. No veggie burgers in Alabama. That's okay. Will there be a veggie option of any kind for the meal?
Yes. Yeah. The church. We'll have, that's another thing. So we picked out so there's different tiers of food because our venue has the food.
Yeah.
Or like different tiers of food options that you pick. Right. And so my dad has been in charge of that because
He's a restaurateur.
Yeah, he picks the tier for like the alcohol, pick the tier for the food. So we'll just have to go in there. There's like lots of different options. So
Open bar, cash bar?
Open bar. Open bar. Kidding?
Cash bar.
Venmo to the Matt and Patricia Fund.
Open bar.
Are you guys excited for all the gifts you're going to get?
Yes.
Yeah.
So excited.
But what's the... Like, because the wedding's in Alabama, does that mean you have to then ship it all out? Do you fly it out?
Everything. You don't get the gifts at the wedding.
So you have registries now. And so you buy the registry and it would ship to probably my place.
Registries have always fascinated me. I do not know how they work.
I'm jealous of people that have registries. I'm so excited to have one finally.
Do you remember back like in the 90s, registries was like you had to go to Target?
Right, that's what
I'm
saying.
And then there was a machine and you would look up the person's wedding and then the registry was there. Did you know this?
Like you have to go to a specific store.
Before like the internet was like full-blown like e-commerce websites and everything, it was,
You would go to like Crate and Barrel and be like, I'm here for the Flack wedding.
It looked like a Coinstar machine kind of. Like it looked like an ATM. You would type in the wedding and then you would go... Figure out what you wanted to buy in the store. Yeah, it was pretty wild.
But so how does it work now? Like if you guys
We have a website. We'll have a website. And on the web, or like on our wedding registry website, we'll put, you know, like our china that we want. Let's say we don't need any potware.
Pots and pans.
Well, yeah, because thankfully Joe surprised us with a huge...
Hex clad set.
Knives. Like all the
above. How does it work with the registry, right? Like do you... check off that you got.
So
the
if you bought something, it'll in on the website it'll say sold, like it's unavailable.
Oh, so you create an account and you're like, I'm buying this, and you tell the registry, and then that's it.
No, yes. we make an entire registry. Let's say we do it on Bed Bath Beyond, you know, this place called Bromberg's in Birmingham, and Target. I don't know. And right. You go in there, you put like all the stuff you want. The person, you know, you as a guest would go onto the on the website, click the registry, and you'll say, what do I want to buy?
Right.
Let's buy this. And once you buy it, it ships to probably my house.
Okay.
And then it's unavailable for us.
I don't know why I was thinking the wedding registry, you have to bring your gift to the wedding. Like, and I'm like, I'm going to fly with a toaster to Alabama.
No. They make it much more simpler than that. But yes, the registry, I'm kind of looking forward to that.
I'm excited.
I feel like that's so much fun. You just get to put the wish list of all wish lists together, and you get to buy it for life stuff. This is stuff that you want to keep for the rest of your life.
Right.
I'm just glad that the dining set is now off of it, so then we get to
allocate more.
Right. I don't know.
Like people would put like a Dyson vacuum cleaner on there, but I'm very lucky and I have one from y'all.
We got that brand deal, brother.
That's right.
Thank you, Dyson.
Yes. Or like things like that. So like we don't have to put that on there because that.
Where do you think we should honeymoon?
Hawaii.
That's what I'm kind of thinking now.
Really?
Dude, it's unbelievable. Have you not
been? No, I've never been. I've always wanted to go.
Patricia, it is. You don't even need to drink water because
you've
the air
never
is.
Been?
No.
Oh, let's go to Hawaii.
Patricia.
We're doing exactly what my parents do.
Can I come with you guys?
Yeah, of course.
Hey, guys. Room next door. Knock, knock, knock. You guys want to go get breakfast? Hey, the Continental Breakfast is open.
It closes at 10. Come on, let's go.
It's free. It's free until 10. So if you guys want to... brought y'all some French toast.
I made friends with a lovely old couple named Patrice and Arneel.
Patrice?
Are you guys going to come to the luau tonight?
I made friends with the Scooby guy. He said we'll do a 3-for-1 discount for us.
Three for one.
Hawaii is amazing for couples. It's so... Maui is the place to go.
Is it good in October?
Yes.
I think it is well.
Or in the fall?
Yes. I've done Christmas in Hawaii.
It's better to go. I think their summertime is their rainy season. I don't know, I think.
And I don't even mind if it rains.
Oh, but you just get, you just wake up, walk on the beach. The air is so dewy, sweet. It's just... full of like palm trees. And the water is
which
warm.
Island did you go to?
I went to Maui.
Okay, yeah. I've only been to Oahu or where Honolulu's on.
There's
Oahu.
You can drive down a highway and there's you just pull over and there's just whales in the water just on a highway.
And the reason they got
a Costco there.
Do they really?
Right out of the airport there's a Costco. So if you want to like stock up on stuff or just like there's a taco truck. I'll give you all the recommendations.
Okay.
There's a taco truck in Hawaii?
No, it's like a Michelin star sushi taco. Like there's a whole like, it's amazing. There's so much stuff
there. Well, the reason why I'm now leaning towards Hawaii is because, well, sometimes people will like take their whole, their honeymoon, they'll go like do like some hardcore like traveling with it.
You like know? Backpacking?
Like I'm going to Europe and traveling around Europe.
Doing some sightseeing.
No, you like, want to relax.
I genuinely, because Patricia and I, we just want to like relax and just read books and stuff and chill out at the resort. Because
that's Hawaii.
The idea of just like walking around like, I don't know.
And we've been blessed that both of us have been, we're pretty well traveled. So it's like for this, we really want to just like sit on a beach.
Marinate.
Yeah. Because at first I was the one wanting to be like, oh, let's go to Europe. Let's do this and that.
Yeah. I was kind of like that too. But now the more, I think after, I don't know, after I went to London, I was like, I felt so exhausted from that trip with my family where I was like,
you want to come back rested.
And when you're international, sometimes like it's not guaranteed you're going to be in a room that has AC or like you're not going to get like some cold water.
A room that has a C?
AC.
Oh, air conditioning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In Europe? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Europe, you're like, you're kind of like, when you're in Europe,
you're just a little bit of
like, you're like, I'm in Europe, but this is nice.
Hawaii it's a little seems uncomfortable. Fun.
Yeah.
Hawaii is the vibe.
Should we stay at the White Lotus Hotel? Nah, that's probably like too expensive.
There's some crazy expensive, like.
Like the Four Seasons.
Yeah, there's one where Adam Sandler shoots all of his movies, and it's like $3,000 to $4,000 a night.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not bad. We could do that's ridiculous.
And when I was into Hawaii last time, I ran into Connor Franta.
I remember that. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that. I thought it was like...
It's one of the best feelings to run into someone you know unexpected on a trip. It's
but
just...
It is fun. Yeah, it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hawaii sounds nice.
All right. Cool.
Who are you most excited to like see at your wedding, like to watch you get married? Like when you're looking out, are you going to be like, wow, we did it? Like, are you going to be looking at your dad, your grandparents? Is there like an aunt or uncle, sibling?
My Nini.
Oh, yeah.
Nini?
Yeah, her Nini.
What's that?
She's my...
Grandma?
Basically, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Not grandma.
A good, dear family friend to her. Almost not, like a grandma.
No, she's
figure.
Like my grandmother, basically.
But not actually biologically.
No.
Okay.
No. Like, she babysat my aunt when she was a baby, and then like... Once I was born, like, she was not, like, she would just come over and basically just be with, I don't know.
Yeah. No, but she gets on to us, like, every time about, like, looking forward to the wedding.
Yeah.
Because okay. How old is she now?
She'll be 90 next October.
Yeah, like, 90. So she's like, I don't got a lot of time. Y'all better be getting married.
I'm like, and she looks incredible.
Yeah.
Like, she'll be fine, but, like, she would be, I don't know. Because all my grandparents are dead.
Mm. Same.
So, oh, really? I think for her.
Yeah,
and
my,
also
my grandpa
like,
died.
Oh, right. I remember.
Yeah.
I got one left.
How old are they?
She just turned 90 in Israel.
Wow.
Your grandma's in Israel?
Yeah.
I don't feel like I ever hear you talk about your grandparents.
Well, most of them have passed away from like before I met you.
Yeah.
I think all of them.
How often do you talk to your grandma?
Never talk to her on the phone. Only a visit.
What's her Instagram handle?
I don't know. Her? What about you, Matt?
That's such a good question. I mean, yeah, besides my family.
It will be cool also, like sorry to interrupt, but it'll be cool to see like all different people from all walks of life in one room.
Right. Yeah. All your different chapters, your high school friends, college friends, family, LA friends.
Right.
I'm thinking like your dad, you'd be like.
Oh, of course. That's like a given.
You'd give him a look like, come on, Jim, we fucking did it. Uh-huh. We did the damn thing, brother.
Yeah.
I could see him crying, patting his little.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Are you going to cry at the wedding?
Definitely.
My dad and I are going to be laughing walking down the aisle, I'll be honest.
Matt's going to cry and you're not.
No.
Just don't blubber. Just don't.
So I cry when I'm like, every time I've been a groomsman, I've cried more than like the groom. And I'm like, Jesus.
We
got
to eat some beta blockers.
It also depends. But it also depends sometimes on the song, like just hit me. Like,
right.
And then it's like the, because like the most popular one has been the I Can't Help But Fall. Wise Men Say.
The Crazy Elvis, Rich Asians version.
The Elvis song? Yeah.
No, but the Crazy Rich Asians version.
Oh, it's a cover?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. That's been pretty popular.
It's like string quartet kind of cover.
Yeah.
We'll just do the traditional like, dun, 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 dun.
Also, picking the seat. Are you doing seated or buffet style?
Buffet style, but with a really cool setup with tables.
You didn't know that. So do I have like a am I going to have to look for my name on a card or I just go and get food and then sit wherever?
Go and get food and sit wherever.
Ooh. Eight? I hope I got a good table.
So would you, like, I think seated dinners are good sometimes, but I think they take a long time and they take away from some of the wedding. Because,
right.
Like, you, there's
okay, can
logistic,
I give you a tip?
Yes.
Can I give you a tip? Because I've been to two weddings that have done this. They unleash the food at the same time as they're trying to do something else. And when people, when the food is coming out, don't have another activity happening at that time. Like one time I was at a wedding where someone was trying to do their speeches while the food was just being served. And it's like everyone's just like not paying attention to the food because or they're paying it. Like,
speeches will happen at the rehearsal.
I'm just saying.
No, my dad will do a speech at the wedding.
If I can give you, if I can give you a tip, again, I am by no means an expert in this at all, but I do recall, like, if you have one thing happening, which is food, don't try and have something else at the same time.
Right.
Because you want people to pay attention. Like, I felt bad. Like, a grandma was trying to give a speech, and you just hear all, like, the jangling.
Does everyone need to see us cut a cake?
Yeah, that happens way later, though. That's after the meal.
I feel like at your brother's wedding, it was, like, happening while other people were doing things, right?
It is. Everyone doesn't have to. Like, it'll happen if people notice that it's happening. Then, yeah, sure, then come
watch. What about all the tradition? Okay, okay.
We're not doing a garter toss. We're not doing...
A garter toss?
You don't know what a garter toss is?
Is that a Southern thing?
No, it's where, like, the guy goes up, like, the dress, and then pulls off the garter, and then, like, flings it to the groomsman.
Yes! Like, underneath.
Dude,
yes,
they do this stuff in the South. It is... As a kid, it scarred me.
Like, the girl is, like, in a chair, like, in the middle of the dance floor.
They usually play some, like, swanky kind of, like, song. The guy then, like, goes up. He spends too long under the dress, and everyone's like, woo, woo.
What?
And then usually will bite it and, like, pull it off with their teeth.
No, we're not doing a sex show in the middle of the wedding.
And then he shoots it to one of the groomsmen. The groomsman then puts it on their arm. And they usually dance with, like, the groom's mom or something.
No, that's usually they'll get married next kind of thing.
Okay.
Where are they getting this from?
I don't know.
Oh, a culture?
Like, no, like, where is this thing? Is it like
it's around my leg. Like, it would be around my leg.
Yeah.
It's like a scrunchie almost. Really inappropriate. And then, like, I'm not throwing my bouquet.
That is really inappropriate. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, it is. It seems a little...
It's super inappropriate.
I went to probably 3 or 4 weddings as a kid, and that happened at all.
If it's part of your tradition, by all means, but that sounds insane.
Wait, what do you guys smash on a... You guys stomp a glass?
Yeah, do you know why, Matt?
Wait. It's kind of like a good luck thing, because you're supposed to smash it in as many pieces. For the amount of pieces means how many years you will stay married.
That's like a that's close. That's a custom that we say. That's like a saying. But the reason why we smash the glass is actually to remember the destruction of the temple 2,000 years ago. So some weddings where they'll stomp the glass and then they'll sing a sad song to remember that the temple in Israel got destroyed 2,000 years ago.
I love it. I think tradition is really cool.
Yeah, so that's why we stomp the glass, and then you say, "Oh, may your wedding last as long as there are pieces in the thing."
Okay. So,
they do. What are other traditions that you're not doing?
What's some? I don't want to throw the bouquet.
Really?
That seems fun. People don't toss the bouquets anymore.
Is it like not?
I think it just takes away. Like, it's like, oh, well, let's throw the bouquet now. Turn off music. Or I don't know. I just like.
Oh, you don't do it during, like, just like in the middle of the dancing. Just like, oh shit, Patricia's getting it. Everyone run. And it's just
I don't know. I don't know. I just don't like it. And also, we're not going to do a thing where we walk in and introduce every bridesmaid and groomsman.
Oh, like, and then you do the little dance.
Like an NBA intro.
Yes.
Forward guard, LeBron James.
The only people that will be introduced is the new Mr. and Mrs. King.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That'll be nice. I love that you're I'm learning things about our own wedding
right now?
From this interview. Okay.
Are you okay with everything I've said?
Yeah.
Okay,
cool.
Here's something I'm going to pitch that I know you're not going to do. Are you going to do one of those things where, like, the wedding, as you guys walk down the aisle, it starts off real serious and then it, like, cuts to a James Brown song and everyone starts doing
the Chris Brown song?
Yeah, just like...
Where it's like...
Wait, oh, like our first dance?
No, like walking down the aisle.
Oh, God, no.
Where, like, everyone's like, oh, grandma's getting funky, and you're like, oh, gosh, white people. I know.
Oh, no. No, I think we have enough.
A flash mob? You want to do a flash mob
at
the wedding?
Yeah, absolutely. Are you going to be the one that's going to put it all together?
Remember, guys, what we rehearsed about. Mike, I put out a YouTube link for all of you guys to learn the dance moves. Ready? 5, 6.
That was something I did for a wedding, too, is we all the groomsmen learned a dance from, like, Fiddler on the Roof. And we had to go to, like, dance classes for, like, months in advance and did, like, a dance for the wife as a surprise at the wedding.
I don't
remember. But it was... We put, like, beards and hats on and, like, looked like rabbis.
I think that's funny for some... Like, I think people love that. But, like, I don't want to do that at my wedding.
No, yeah. I feel like it's not your...
I mean,
we
will have, like, a Thursday night welcome party because we're going to have so many people flying in from out of town.
Oh, it's going to be a weekend...
Yes.
What do you call it? A weekend shindig?
Yeah.
A soiree?
It's going to
be a weekend bender.
A weekend bender.
So at a Greek church, the bridesmaids and the groomsmen have to stand up there the entire time. So 40 minutes.
That's not too bad.
It's not too terrible, but sometimes, like, the Greek wedding that I was in, like, we... didn't even have a drink until like right before we walked down the aisle.
Oh, or yeah, usually a you too have many like cocktails. At the
usually you
hour.
Should have like, you know, beer or seltzer type right. thing before, because it is a long time standing up there. You need to like, I don't know, make sure you're not locking your knees in. Well, this yeah. guy, this guy was like hammered and was like all of a sudden like swaying back
oh
and
my
forth.
God.
And people are kind of noticing. They're like, is he about to pass out? Because he's like just been standing up there too long. And then he got in like a, like the priest was like, I think he fell and he got back up. I don't really know. I wasn't there. This is just a secondhand
okay,
story
yeah.
I've been given. But the priest had to like ask him to leave because he was like being belligerently like,
shit.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
being asked to leave? Oh God.
But the priest said like usually like most normally like one person will pass out or faint during the wedding. But I think they
normally?
Do that. But I,
wait, what?
But I think they say it. I think they say it. I think they say it to scare people and to like really make people aware to not lock their knees, to know that they're going to have to be standing up there for 45 minutes.
Do people pass out if you lock your knees?
Yeah,
locking knees. I think they would tell us that as like a kid whenever yeah. we would do like choir recitals, not to lock our knees.
Because stops the blood flow to your brain or something?
I don't know. It's just like it can lock up your body.
40 minutes? I guess that if you have to like pee, that's what my concern is. I'm going to have to pee so bad.
Hey, Matt, can I just looking up at the altar?
Just bouncing.
My dad didn't tell him groomsmen that they were supposed to be standing up there until they got up there and they realized, oh shit, we're going to have to be standing up there the entire time.
Yeah.
And he said he looked over and some of his groomsmen were like just profusely sweating.
Yeah,
because
it can get hot too wearing
hot,
the
but also they were just hungover and also drunk.
Are you like, going to drink at your wedding?
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't want to get like I want to like.
You don't want to get shit faced and not remember. That's my biggest fear is like at a wedding, if you're having your own wedding, you're like, it's my wedding, have a shot, and then
yeah.
you like black out and don't remember your own wedding, Matt.
Yeah. What? What?
I'm just kidding.
I didn't. When do I black out?
It's a joke. It's
oh,
a joke.
I thought you were like Matt because I was about to bring up someone who I thought was like a little intoxicated at their wedding.
No, I obviously know you're going to be fine. You're very good about waters in between your drinks.
Right, yeah. But like the night before, we can't.
Yeah, you don't want to wake up on your wedding day hungover.
I could do two nights in a row, no problem.
Matt, you do not want to risk waking up the morning you're getting married with any ounce
okay.
of a hangover.
Correct, but
you can do one day.
You know me. What you know me?
I definitely want to have like IV people come in the day of the wedding.
Oh, that would be so smart.
Is that like when IV people have to come in, is that like you have a problem?
No.
No, it's just like giving everyone
it's
hydrated.
Like it's like an LA like cool thing. Right. I think some people in Alabama might be like, good Lord, what does someone have is
it
there
does
a hospital
look,
here?
It does look a little freaky to people who don't. Like to me it doesn't look weird, but
you'll go to like an aloe event here and they'll have that.
Yeah.
But if you're in Alabama and you walk into a room and there's people with IVs, you're like, do we have a problem here, everybody? Do we need to
that and the other thing that I'm gonna have while the bridesmaids are getting ready is I wanna have a foot massage person and a shoulder massage person.
100%.
I'm like, we're gonna be wearing heels
yeah,
two nights in a row.
Yeah.
Like, and you have the dress that will like come apart, right? Where there's like the wedding big version, and then people like cut off parts of it, and then you have a lighter version for the dancing. Is that just a Jewish thing?
Yeah, I'm not gonna give you any details of my dress.
Oh, is this a big reveal?
Oh yeah.
Okay. First look, not doing. Garter toss, not doing. What are we doing? What's a Greek thing that you're gonna be doing that I need to be aware
of? We'll definitely
do
a Greek dance.
What's a Greek dance?
Where everyone's in a circle and they hold hands and they...
Oh, the hora. We do
it's
that?
Yeah, it's similar to that. Like, one side's going one way, one's going, like, the other way.
We all have the same... It's all the same things. We're all people.
Yeah.
My cousin Olivia will definitely be, like, spearheading that.
Do you want to go up in a chair?
We don't do that. I don't think.
It's crazy we're talking about something that is going to happen, like... Or now it's 10 months away, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. It feels like yesterday it was... 12 months.
And it also feels like yesterday that it's still weird that I will accidentally refer to you as his girlfriend, not his fiance.
I still call him a boyfriend sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, I do too.
That's fine.
Because fiance
funny
sounds
when you say,
a
like,
little...
When you add fiance to like some like random stranger, they're like, oh, well, congratulations. And you're like, thank you. Like you kind of like then derail it, make it like about yourself.
Yeah, it's an extra...
Right. Like sometimes I'll just say my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And like I also feel like a snap. I'm like, oh, my fiance.
But it is also like kind of interesting, like making sure that your wedding doesn't fall on the same date as somebody else's wedding. Like timing it out with like other friends and stuff because
cousins.
I mean, it's good that it's in October. I feel like June and July are very big wedding season, like May, June, July. So I feel like it's not too much competition.
Have
right?
you ever had two weddings fall on the same date and you couldn't make one because?
No, that sounds like so upsetting.
Yeah.
You've had that happen?
No, but I have a weird feeling it's going to happen
with your wedding
this year. Not with our wedding, but I have a feeling someone's wedding will fall on the same date as my cousin's, but I'll go to my cousin's hands down. But I don't
I'm
know.
Excited for your save the dates.
Yeah, so we had to make sure his cousin's wedding. My cousin is getting married in November. His is getting married in September. So we had to make sure when in October that it was enough distance for both of their weddings. But also we had to make sure there was an available date for like everything that we wanted. We also had to work around the Greek food festival.
That sounds like actually something that you have to consider.
We did. We forgot because when we got engaged, it was the weekend of the Greek Food Fest. And then we're like, oh, we got the venue, blah, blah, blah. We call the church. And they're like, well, we have to make sure it's not the Greek Food Fest.
Wow.
But turns out if Alabama is playing at home, they don't do it because most of the people at my church are Alabama fans.
Right.
And Alabama is playing a football game at home and they won't have any workers. So they're doing it the weekend before our wedding.
Isn't it crazy also, like, no one can get married? I mean, not this is an insanely LA thing, but like, can you imagine someone tells you that their wedding is the weekend of Coachella 1? You're just like, sorry, I can't make it.
We have two weddings in April and I haven't checked the date yet.
If they're conflicting Coachella, with Coachella.
But I don't think they do.
Wait, what? With Coachella?
He missed my whole sentence.
People planning weddings and it'd be an April weekend with Coachella and people not in LA, like, it's not a big deal to them.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, imagine there's like a weekend in April that you just cannot book a wedding. And if you want LA people to come, if it's the same weekend as Coachella, they're not coming to your wedding.
Ooh, yeah, that's a tough one to call.
Yeah.
Depends. But if it was my cousin's wedding, I wouldn't go. If it was like family bloodline or like super best friends, I would miss Coachella. But like a buddy from college, I might not make it.
You would rather go to Coachella than like a wedding of an acquaintance?
Yeah, I'd rather go to Coachella.
Wow.
Because for the culture and for the memories, and we only have so much of our...
Saying these things like we're getting married and we were going to be like just being married makes us different and we can't do these things. I'm like, babe, just because we're getting married doesn't mean we're not going to go to Coachella or party or do things like this.
Seize the day, babe, though. I'm just saying, we're going to have children. We're going to have a family. We're going to have all these excuses of why we can't go to things. We're young. We're hot. We're still engaged. Let's live it up and seize the day and go to the things we can go to while we have all this free time. Because, like, dynamics and logistics change.
Yeah.
And so I'm saying let's just enjoy these years while we can. And we have really no good excuses to not go to things.
What a beautiful way to end the episode.
Thanks for this little, like, dive about our
this has been the perfect time to get me and Matt to sit down and talk about our wedding, to be honest.
It's still early enough that, like, there's still some mystery we don't know. And so far away enough that it's exciting. And
yeah.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a fun episode.
Well, darling, I love you. I can't wait to marry you.
Oh, I love you. Oh, you're talking to Patricia.
Bye, too. I love you.
Love you, too.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much for watching this episode. Be sure to follow us anywhere and everywhere we are on the internet. Make sure to check out my girlfriend's podcast with Tristan Watson called Grits to Glam. Go check it out. And happy holidays and a happy new year. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.